But let's bring you up to date with that breaking news about Obamacare. Donald Trump has had some success moving closer towards making it law. Let's get the latest from Simon Marks, LBC's US correspondent in Washington. So some good news here for President Trump.
Yes, a victory for President Trump, Clive. No question about that. He's very much, though, won a battle. He has not yet won the war, but he is taking a victory lap right now in front of the White House, flanked by the Republicans from the House of Representatives, who with him were architects of this extraordinary turnaround. Because remember, just a few weeks ago, it seemed that the president's efforts to make good on his promise of repealing and reforming Obamacare had been dashed and had been dashed on the rocks of opposition from his fellow Republicans. But he went back to the House of Representatives with a revised proposal and together with the Speaker of the House of Representatives, Paul Ryan, managed to cobble together enough support, just enough support, to see it passed by a majority of just four votes in the House of Representatives. This does not halt Obamacare in its tracks. It does not reverse Obamacare. In and of itself, this vote does absolutely nothing, because now the president's measure has to be passed by the US Senate. But speaking at the White House just a few minutes ago, President Trump indicated that he is very confident that the Senate will now follow the House of Representatives and overturn what he characterizes as failing Obamacare. Here's what he said.
We're going to get this passed through the Senate. I feel so confident. It's been a catastrophe, and this is a great plan. I actually think it will get even better. And this is, make no mistake, this is a repeal and a replace of Obamacare. Make no mistake about it. Make no mistake.
That was Donald Trump speaking at the White House a short while ago. And make no mistake about it, he is very much saying to the country, I have replaced Obamacare. In those comments, and there are some political strategists here that will argue he went too far in those comments, he essentially said to the country, this is now Trump care that you're dealing with. This is my plan, and it's much better than the plan that preceded it. Those comments are going to end up being quite a hostage to fortune. June for him, and the vote in favour of President Trump's measure will be quite a hostage to fortune for those Republicans in the House of Representatives who, on the campaign trail next year, because they're all up for re-election next year, may find themselves facing hostile crowds if people don't buy the idea that their healthcare plan is getting better. So lots of questions for the future, but for today at least, Donald Trump taking, rarely for him, and that's one of the reasons why he's smiling so broadly, quite a victory lap here in Washington.
Can you just explain, I mean, we hear a lot about Obamacare, and the impression we have from over here, not knowing much about it, is that it was probably a good thing, that it brought, in theory, health cover for people who couldn't afford it. So what's the difference between Obamacare and Trump care then? Will it do roughly the same thing? Why would it be better? Why is Obamacare so unpopular?
Yes, I mean, you're right up to a point, Clive. It provided the opportunity for millions of people who were not covered by health insurance to purchase health insurance. This wasn't President Obama creating the American equivalent of the National Health Service. Indeed, his critics on the left, people like Bernie Sanders, say that's what he should have done. Instead, this was President Obama at the time tinkering with a largely private healthcare system and saying to the insurance companies and individual states across the country, right, you have got now to find ways of offering healthcare insurance to those people who have either insufficient funds to pay for it or to those people who have been denied healthcare because of pre-existing conditions. Say you went to a health insurance company and said, right, I want coverage. Oh, and by the way, I'm a diabetic. Or, by the way, I suffered from congenital heart disease as a child. Prior to Obamacare being passed, those health insurance companies would have been able to deny you coverage. They would have been able to say, taking you on is going to be a big problem for us because you're such an expensive burden on our insurance company. We're going to turn you down. Under Obamacare, they can't do that Donald Trump's changes to the program here mean that for the moment they still won't be able to do that, although going forward they may well find themselves back in a position where they can deny coverage to people with pre-existing conditions. Now, that's just one of the changes that President Trump is making, and that's why this is so controversial here. Big business, the pharmaceutical companies, the insurance companies, they broadly support the changes that President Trump is making here. But members of the public, who already weren't particularly thrilled in some regards with Obamacare because the costs of coverage were rising exponentially year after year after year, they're not sure whether this is going to be a good move for them. And they've been fueled in part by the intervention of a late-night comedian here in the United States. You've probably heard of Jimmy Kimmel. He's got a very popular late-night entertainment show, and he made an impassioned public plea just a couple of days ago after revealing that last week his newborn baby had been born with congenital heart disease and previously, before Obamacare came into existence, would have been denied coverage because of that pre-existing condition. So this is a hugely hot political topic here, and it's going to be a dominant topic as we head towards midterm elections in November of 2018, when one-third of the Senate and all those members of the House of Representatives are going to be up for re-election.
Simon, thank you very much indeed. Simon Marks there in Washington.